me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Kalman. Curious Kalman. Kalman was very curious. He had lots of questions in all different areas of his life, and he loved learning and looking for answers. For example, what makes the bread rise in the oven? How exactly do I make slime, and how does it come together in that way? Kalman was always asking questions and always experimenting, which is why when his grandparents bought him a toolbox for his 7th birthday, he said, wow, they really know me so well. Because when I have questions and I want to try things out and I want to experiment, I'll be able to use my toolbox. One day, Kalman came home from school and his mom said, Kalman, there's a special surprise phone call for you. Kalman went to the phone and he said, hello. Hi, it's your Saba and Safta, Kalman. We know that we already gave you a toolbox for your birthday, and we know that you are very curious. And we thought that it would be so much fun to spend an adventurous day with you in honor of your birthday this coming Sunday on a ship, because there's so much to learn about a ship. Kalman said, hooray, hooray, hooray. He started to sing and dance with joy. That is going to be so exciting. I have so many questions about ships. I'm going to start asking my questions, looking for answers, and experimenting so that by the time we go on Sunday, I'll be all ready with questions and answers, and I'll be ready to even think of new questions when I get on the ship. Sunday morning couldn't come soon enough. Kalman was so excited that he woke up at 4:30 in the morning and couldn't fall back asleep. You know the way you sometimes wake up extra early when you're so, so excited. He was looking at the piece of paper where he had written all of the notes that he had taken from his research about ships. The front of the boat is called a bow. The rear is called the stern. The right side is the starboard, and the port is the left side. I gotta get that down before I go on board. I'm so eager. I have in my notes here, Kalman wrote and asked out loud, what kind of navigation system does this ship have? How is it controlled and steered? And what happens when there's bad weather? So many questions were churning and churning in his head. He was so excited. Finally, at 10 a.m., his grandparents came to pick him up, and they headed to Camden, New Jersey to visit the ship. It was called the USS New Jersey. And when they got on the ship, Kalman said, wow, there it is. There's the bow. Oh, wow, it's a long distance away from the stern. Here's the starboard. Here's the port. Oh, now I'm interested in looking at the deck structure. Let's see how it works. And of course, I researched Saba and Safta about how a ship floats anyway. How does it float in the water? The ship floats because the net upward force of it immersed in the water is equal to the weight of the water, which is displaced by the ship. Saba and Safta were smiling from ear to ear. They knew this was the perfect perfect activity for their grandson, Curious Kalman, because he had so many questions. Kalman asked his grandparents if he could go and with his curiosity look around the ship a little bit. They said, sure, just come back to us in about 10 minutes. And Kalman said, okay. And Kalman started walking all around the deck. And then a new question popped into Kalman's head. Would it be possible to see a fish from the bottom of the boat? Like, if there was a hole in the bottom of the boat and I would put my eyeball right on that hole, would I be close enough to the water to see a fish? Or would I have to be under the water to see a fish? I wonder. Oh, wait. I have my toolbox. And can you guess what Curious Kalman proceeded to do? Curious Kalman sat down, took a pencil out of his toolkit, and drew a small circle on the deck. It was very quiet where he was, and peaceful. And then Curious Kalman took out a drill, and he started to drill around the circle that he had drawn. I'm just going to drill a teeny hole. It's going to be big enough for my eye. And then I'm going to get to see if I can see fish. So Kalman was drilling and drilling and drilling. And it didn't just take 2 minutes. It took him about 13 minutes to drill a hole until he was able to see the water. Kalman laid down on his belly and put his eye on top of the hole to see if he could see a fish. Suddenly, Kalman heard, Kalman, Kalman, we're looking for you, Kalman. Oh, hi, Saba. Hi, Safta. I am right here. Hi, Kalman. Is everything okay? Do you have a bellyache? Why are you laying on your belly? Oh, I'm looking for fish. Well, how are you looking for fish? There's a deck here. Oh, I just drilled a hole. You what, Kalman? I drilled a hole. Kalman, if you drill a hole in a boat, you know what could happen? I'm sure everything's fine, Kalman said. I just drilled a little hole exactly in this spot right where I am. It's not going to bother anybody else. It's a good thing that Kalman Saba liked chewing gum and had a bunch in his pocket. He pulled out a pack of gum and put a few pieces of gum in his mouth as fast as he could. Chewed it up. He said, Kalman, take some gum and chew. Kalman had no idea why his grandfather was giving him gum to chew. His grandfather took out the gum and started plugging up the hole in the boat. Kalman, can I have the gum that you were chewing too? Quick. This is an emergency. If someone drills even a little hole in a boat, then nobody else is going to be able to be safe on the boat because the boat doesn't float. Because the boat will not be able to float. Kalman said, oh, Saba, I'm so sorry. I was just so curious about whether I'd be able to see a fish. And I thought that it was only going to impact me where I drilled my little hole. Kalman, let me teach you a song that I learned when I was about your age.
Kol Yisrael Aravim, we're all in the same boat. If someone drills a little hole, then none of us can float. So whether you are from Yonkers or you come from Timbuktu, you are still responsible for every other Jew.
Oh, Kalman said, now I understand. I'm responsible for everybody on this ship. Not only for the little space that I am in, my action impacts everybody, and I'm responsible not only for myself, but for everyone. In this week's Parsha, when Yosef's brothers come down to Mitzrayim, Yosef wanted to see if they had done teshuvah, if they realized that the way that they treated him was not appropriate, and that they would now treat all of their brothers with care and love and feel responsibility and know that any act that they do impacts everybody. He wanted to make sure that in their heads, they were feeling like one. They were feeling together and responsible for one another. And Yosef accused them of being spies, but they didn't know that Yosef was Yosef. They thought that he was a big viceroy in Mitzrayim, second to the king. And when Yosef said to the brothers, "You came down here to spy the land, all of you guys together." And they said, "No, we didn't come down to be spies. We're actually 12 brothers. Shnei Masar, Avadecha Achim Anachnu, B'nei Ish Echad Be'eretz Kenaan. And we're the sons of one Abba who's back in Eretz Kenaan. V'hinei Hakaton Et Avinu Hayom V'ha Echad Einenu." One of them, our littlest brother, Binyamin, they were talking about Binyamin, is with our Abba, and one of our brothers is missing. We all came down together because we don't want to separate one from another. We want to take care of one another. We kept our baby brother with our Abba because he wanted him to stay there. But we all came together. We could have sent one person to get food, but we are all kulanu b'nei ish echad. And that was when Yosef realized that they started, that they were in a place of doing teshuvah, that they realized that what they did to Yosef was wrong, and that they were being caring and responsible for one another. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha, that we have to be responsible for everybody around us, especially to our siblings, because we all know that sometimes it's hardest to be kind to our siblings. Kulanu b'nei ish echad. We have to take care of one another, and every action that we do impacts the people that are around us. And I hope that we could bring this lesson into our lives, and that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel.